Good day, friend. It's Jan Lundy, and this is an installment of my Pure Presence blog and podcast. It's been on my mind lately, a great deal actually, after talking to many students, mentees, spiritual companions, guidees, about their level of anxiety and worry and overwhelm that starts early in the day. When we talk about this, one of the first things that comes to my mind is to ask, so what are you doing first thing in the morning, right as you get up? Maybe as you wake up before you even get out of bed. And the surprising answer for me is a number of people say, I listen to the news. And so I'd like to share with you a teaching I've been offering for a lot of years and put into practice for myself out of necessity, because I am someone who doesn't always have deep, restful sleep with beautiful dreams. I'm a bit of a restless and light sleeper. And sometimes I come out of my sleep actually feeling not so great to welcome the day. And so what I know is that for me anyway, one of the best things I can do for myself is to make sure that I take very good care of myself as soon as I wake up and as I move into my day by creating something that I call a 30-minute wake-up call. It's a very gentle morning routine that has really transformed my mind, my health, my spiritual well-being, and I'd like to share that with you today and offer some thoughts with you about how you might be able to do this too, especially if first thing upon rising you start to feel that anxiousness or dread or sense of overwhelm about the day. And so much of it, I understand, really does have to do with the times we are living in. This is what people tell me anyway, because they often they actually rush to the newspaper. They rush to the news because they're so concerned about what's happening in our world and they want to stay on top of things. I applaud that. I support anyone's effort to be well-informed, but sometimes it's a matter of timing, of when do you allow yourself to get into jargon, stories, news that have to do with things that are worrisome or even just negative in general. So this is what I know. How you experience the first half hour of your day, especially the first 30 minutes upon rising, is crucial to your well-being. This initial 30 minutes will actually set the tone for your entire day. How relaxed or stressed you are, how positive or negative your attitude will be. And this is because upon waking from sleep, you are the most vulnerable and easily influenced. It's really important to spend the time in ways that help shape a positive, productive, healthy day for yourself. So I know in one of my recent posts, I talked about a morning gratitude practice, and I hear from people all the time, oh, those gratitude practices, I don't know, they seem so cerebral. I don't really feel gratitude inside myself. I'm just going through the motions. And that's fine, but one of the practices I'd like to encourage you to do is maybe just even before you get out of bed, turn your thoughts towards the present moment that you have the gift of lying in a comfortable bed. You have a soft mattress. You have warm blankets if you live in a cold environment like I do. You have a roof over your head. You have a refrigerator in the next room that holds breakfast food. You know, sometimes these very simple present moment gratitudes help us start our day in what I would call a meaningful way. I'm present, I'm aware, I'm grateful for what I have in this moment. And I think that's the key, being in this moment as it is. You know, this practice can go on in widening circles too. You can extend the feeling of gratitude out into the next room. I remember that one of the first times I did this, I was so grateful because I was just smelling that the coffee pot had gone on and it actually worked and had brewed coffee. And so I could walk out into the kitchen and have my coffee ready to go. Or in the summer, especially, I like laying for a few moments and hearing the birds sing. They make me so happy to know that they are out there building their nests and raising families and doing what birds do, bringing much beauty into the world. So this kind of a very small effort at just not jumping out of bed, even laying there for a few moments, gathering yourself, pulling any energy back in that's gone out already in terms of to-dos, lists, worry and anxiety again about the day or what life is going to be like for the rest of the day and in the future and for our planet, and on it goes. So we have to draw our energies back in and stay in the present moment. So it really is up to each of us to make a decision to revamp any early morning routine that doesn't launch us into the world with positive energy and peace of mind. Some people hit the snooze button again and again, and I know I used to do that too, or I'd set my alarm to get up at the very last minute and then hit the pavement running. I realized that that was causing stress for me, and so I have changed that. If I do have to get up for a meeting, for example, I'll give myself plenty of time, often 2 hours, to have a more leisurely morning and have a gentle awakening. So I invite you to try to think of some ways, you know your own schedule, that you might set the intention to awaken gently and enter the morning just as gently, without rushing, without stress. I can suggest that if you need to set your alarm to get up early just so you have some quiet time for yourself in the morning, do it. Even 15 minutes will suffice. You can get a special alarm clock, a Zen alarm clock. Those are lovely. There's a gentle chime or maybe a chime on your phone rather than something that startles you awake. And use that morning time lying in bed just to do, as I suggested, gratitude practice, a kind mantra, pray. The welcoming prayer is a beautiful way to begin the day. State your intention for yourself. My husband's favorite way to begin the day before he rises is to say to himself, "What wonderful thing is going to happen today?" He's worked with his thoughts that can be quite, negative perhaps. And he's become such a positive person in that he's looking forward to what might the day bring, what wonderful thing will happen today. Then when it's time to get up, move more slowly as you walk through your house, doing what you need to do mindfully, intentionally, so your morning stays rooted in serenity. Drink your morning coffee or tea in silence. Leave the TV and radio off. Consider lighting a candle or putting on some soothing music. This is a routine my husband and I have had for many, many years. We do not have a television on in the morning or a radio on in the morning. Our morning is gentle and quiet, and it's because we both need it that way. He's in his chair, I'm in my chair, we have our tea together. We may talk about things, but we've kind of made a bit of a ground rule that we talk about things that will be gentle, that will help us welcome our day. I also really like lighting a candle in the morning. For me, candles represent spirit. They represent the presence of love. of gratitude of the divine, as I understand it. Or you might like to listen to some soothing music. I just spoke with someone the other day. I heard some gentle music playing in the background when we were on Zoom. And she said, I always put that on in the morning. It's a very nice way for me to greet the day. I would also encourage you to try to set aside time each morning to just sit, to just be. Give yourself the grace of an easy entry. And this can be done just in the dark, if you like, or candlelight, or maybe you'd like to sit in front of a window and just look out. Observe the beauty of the day through your picture window. Spend a few minutes in meditation or prayer. Do some inspirational reading. I've become quite spoiled about my work at home routine over the years. And I used to designate, 15 to 30 minutes for my morning, a gentle morning routine. Now I find I need at least an hour. And if I have my preference, it would even be two. And in that time, I do find that it sets the tone for my day and I am much more calm. As someone who's been prone to anxiety over the years, and I've shared this with many of you, that I'm always aware of how can I best take care of myself today? What can I do in this moment? What is the kindest thing I can do in this moment to help me enter my day gracefully with presence? And remember that, when I talk about presence, that presence really does have to start with us, about creating the space and the time and the tone and the ambiance of where we are in any given moment to be at ease, to let go of any struggle that might want to arise from ego mind. And this starts for me first thing in the morning. It just has to. It's like oxygen now. It's what is essential to my well-being. One of the people that I've appreciated over the years is a person who is a Quaker. And in the Quaker tradition, they have a practice called minding the light. It's a very deep spiritual practice, and it involves sitting in one place, like the same place every day, and focusing your attention on where a light beam might enter the room. You watch the light. You watch how it travels, how it shifts and changes and moves through the room. You watch how it creates shadows and more light. This is the practice. We just sit and we watch. It really helps my Quaker friend, and it has helped me begin the day with peace in my heart. So this is my invitation for you. I know many people don't have the luxury that I do of a gentle entry into the morning, but I do believe any of us can take 5 to 15 to 30 minutes, even if it means getting up a little early and setting our alarm a little early, to have a graceful entry to the day. Because the effects will be long-lasting. And you can experiment with this yourself too. Take a day where you don't do anything like this and just, as I say, hit the pavement running, maybe even bombard yourself with news, and then begin the day and move through your day and just notice how you feel. I mean, just practice it and just see what you notice. And then do the opposite. Do a gentle entry, a gentle beginning of what might be a very busy day. But see if you can feel the difference, and I imagine you will. One of the other recommendations I've often given people is if you're going to watch the news or read the paper, do it midday. Don't do it in the morning, and don't do it at night before bed. And my next podcast will be about the 30-minute, what I call evening detox routine, which is equally important as the wake-up call. So stay tuned for that. I hope that what I've shared in this podcast is helpful for you. You can create a 30-minute wake-up routine that nourishes your spirit. It will help keep your mind at ease and filled with positive thoughts. And I do believe better able to navigate the stressors of the day, of life as they unfold. I'd like to end my podcast time with you today with part of a poem by John O'Donohue from his book, To Bless the Space Between Us, a book of blessings. And it's called Matins. You know, in holy orders, Christian holy orders, but also in the holy orders, monastic communities of many faith traditions, there is the tradition of arising in the morning before, and before you do anything, you go to prayer. And so this is a type of a prayer. I'm not going to read the whole prayer, but just parts of it that you could use for greeting your day. John O'Donohue writes, "I arise today in the name of silence, womb of the word, in the name of stillness, home of belonging, in the name of the solitude of the soul and the earth. I arise today. Blessed by all things, wings of breath, delight of eyes, wonder of whisper, intimacy of touch, eternity of soul, urgency of thought, miracle of health, embrace of God. May I live this day compassionate of heart, clear in word, gracious in awareness, courageous in thought, generous in love. And may this be so for you. And may you have a generous entry into your day. Look forward to staying in touch with you. You can always stay in touch with me through my website, janlundy.com. And I always love hearing from you. So take good care. May you receive many blessings today and be a blessing. Bye for now.